Well, there's an issue that law enforcement is taking seriously. That has to do with the cameras that are supposed to monitor crime. The streets of downtown Los Angeles, many of them donated by merchants, and many of them, as it turns out, don't even work. Some of them haven't been installed. They haven't been maintained. There's been no training on how to use them. Andrew Blankstein, my colleague at the LA Times, has been writing about this. Hey, Andrew.
Afternoon, Pat.
So we think of cities like London and New York with street cameras everywhere. That was the idea for downtown Los Angeles with the surveillance. What hasn't happened?
Well, I think that was really the big surprise. I mean, when you do look at London or New York and you think, you know, this is monitoring not only criminal activity but potential terrorism. Now, these cameras were installed in the mid-2000s, really in response to the success in MacArthur Park, where they had driven down crime because people like counterfeiters or gang members who had kind of ruled the park for a long, long time now had eyes on them constantly. And so police could deploy immediately to whatever trouble spot and really drove those folks out of the park and really reclaimed it for families and for recreation.
So why hasn't it worked elsewhere in Los Angeles?
Well, what happened was it certainly in downtown started with well-intentioned efforts. The business leaders put in quite a bit of money over the ensuing years, starting in 2006. And the thinking was, hey, this is great. The problem was they paid for the cameras, which was expensive, but there was not enough thought given to the maintenance issue and upkeep and these contracts as well. And so what ends up happening is you start to get breakdowns. Now, part of that was because, as you referenced, people weren't properly trained to use these joysticks on these especially in the central division. And so people, these cameras, which are very sensitive, where you can zoom, tilt, or pan, depending on what you're trying to look at, would end up breaking. And then because the maintenance contract had expired, you didn't have anybody to fix them. And so, and that was in the case of the cameras, there were about 10 of them that were donated by Central Cities East Association. They also had cameras that were supposed to be plugged into the system from Little Tokyo. Those never were plugged in. Then you had cameras. It was about 36 in all other areas that were supposed to be covered, included historic downtown and the fashion district. And it was pretty frustrating. And I think the fact that you go on 2 years now, really, for the people that have been saying, why can't this be fixed, it's been incredibly frustrating. But then you get a whole bunch of people when the story comes out are saying, are you kidding me?
And there was one crime that took place, a serious crime at a spot where there was supposed to be a working camera, and there wasn't.
Right, and that's just what we documented. This was a fatal stabbing by six assailants down a couple of weeks ago on 7th Street. But the thing is, what you hear is that there's just not enough... What's the word for it? I mean, there's just how many crimes could there have been that really nobody had talked about? Detectives have gone out there and asked for the camera, you know, the camera footage, only to be told in some cases, no, you know, we didn't have it and we haven't had it.
The Central City East Association sounds pretty ticked off and frustrated at this after having donated cameras.
And they're not the only ones. I mean, Alan Scobin, who's on the police commission, has been pretty clear about... you know, this issue going back to MacArthur Park and the need to for the LAPD to get its act in order. And even about a year ago, you know, the cameras in Central, we pointed this out in the article, where they originally placed these cameras was in akin to a closet, and these things would overheat. That would add to the problems. And a year ago, he was told, hey, this is going to be fixed, no problem. Well, a year later, you know, this story comes out, and needless to say, he's not a happy camper.
Has anyone, apart from these figures, been promising to do anything about this, moving this forward? Is this a matter now for the city council?
Well, you get the sense now that there's going to be a much deeper discussion within the LAPD about not just being gracious and taking the gift, but really thinking through what's going to happen in terms of the maintenance contract and the money to do it. I mean, you always see the proverbial press conference where everybody's patting themselves on the back. Great job, and we got this great donation. The problem is, you know, after that, there's really not as much thought given. And, in fact, I mean, there were some cameras the week I was working on the story that were rolled out in the Northeast San Fernando Valley. And I was told by Commissioner Scobin that essentially these cameras have the same problem with a limited maintenance contract.
Oh, yes. Everybody likes cutting the ribbon, but nobody likes raising money just to do the maintenance part, the difficult part. Andrew, thank you as always.
Thanks so much, Pat.
Andrew Blankstein, my colleague at the LA Times, on so many cameras given to the LAPD that either are not working or in some cases weren't even plugged in. Officers didn't know how to operate them, and now there's no money to maintain them and to fix them. Well, money never sleeps. That's the case with the Marketplace Index, bringing us up to date on what everybody's money is doing. Maybe some of it is yours. David Brancaccio has it all here.